I'm Patrick Donnelly, and this week I spoke with Gabrielle David of Clarkson. The Golden Knights are off to an exceptional start this season, and so is David, as she is tied for the team lead in points and was just named ECAC Rookie of the Week for the second time this season.
Well, the team is off to an exceptional start this season. How have you guys been able to come out of the gate so strong here in the early goings?
Well, I mean, of course, like, we have a lot of injured players, but, like, as a team, we're stronger than we thought, because every time, like, we bounce back, and, like, our friendship, like, on and out the ice is, like, unbelievable. So that's why we can, like, on the ice, we can play, like, as a real team.
And obviously Clarkson's one of the top teams in the nation each year. So what's it been like coming into a team with such high expectations as a freshman?
Well, of course, like, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew, like, the team was so good. So I had to, like, have a good, like, start. I love playing there because, of course, like, when you're with a good team, well, in practice, it is, like, you have to push yourself harder and just, like, keep getting better.
And so you've been named, or you've been off to quite the start, and you've been named ECAC Rookie of the Week twice already. What's been the key to your success so far?
Of course, like, the coaches, like, they have confidence in me. And playing with Elizabeth Jaguar and Mikhaila Plojová, well, it helps a lot because they're both, like, good players and they can make plays, so it's easy to play with them.
And so how have you found the adjustment to college life and Division I hockey to be so far?
Actually, like, because I've been to Hockey Canada, so it's kind of similar. So this summer I trained so hard, and I trained with, like, NHL players and QHL, so my level of hockey was already, like, ready for that, kind of, but still, like, I just keep doing better every time on the ice, because the practices is also, like, always hard, so I just keep working hard.
And so what from your previous experience, either with Hockey Canada, the QCHL, or even on the international stage, helped you prepare for college hockey?
Like, with Hockey Canada, like, we have, like, a program that we can follow during summer or even during the year. Like, they always make sure that we stay, like, on a good level of hockey. So just being on Hockey Canada program every year, well, I mean, like, you don't have a choice to be always, like, good. So I guess, like, coming here, like, I was ready for that.
And so what made you choose Clarkson, just going back to the recruiting process a little bit?
Well, of course, like, the coaches, they're amazing. And it's near to my house. It's only 3 hours. And the campus is small, so it's something I was looking for. And it's close to Canada, too. So, like, I can go, like, my family, I can see my family a lot. And of course, like, they won 3 championships. Mm-hmm. So, like, I love being with a good team.
And you guys have 2 more ECAC matchups coming up this weekend. What's going to be the key for you guys to keep rolling here?
Yeah, it's 2 big games. We've been working out this week. We have 4 practices for that. And I guess our captain is with Hockey Canada, so we'll have to make some adjustment, but I think, like, we can win this game if we play our best hockey.
And so, do you have any personal goals for the season?
If I have what?
Any personal goals?
I don't know. I don't want to put too much pressure. Like, yes, I've been, like, 2 times Rookie of the Week, so maybe, like, it can be a goal, like, being Rookie of the Year, but I just don't want to, like, put too much pressure on myself right now. I just want to keep playing hockey and having fun.
All right, and last one for you. What are you most excited about moving forward with the team and with the season?
Maybe going to the Frozen Four. I know that every year, well, since the past few years, Clarkson always made it, so it will be something, like, new that I didn't expect before or experiment. So
All right, well, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.